Austin, Texas, 1866. Caleb Covington slammed the empty whiskey glass on the bar, glaring at the bartender who held the bottle an arm's length away.
"Damn it, Buell! I want another drink! Maybe several!"
A sardonic smile appeared on Buell's face.
"One more, Ranger man, and that's all you're getting."
Mumbling a string of curses, the reason for his limit on whiskey hit Caleb full force.
"Did my captain talk to you?"
The smile on the bartender's face grew wider.
"Don't know why you'd think that."
Setting the bottle on a counter behind him, Buell leaned on the bar, his features sobering.
"I heard you might be planning to meet Sadie upstairs. I'm thinking that's a much safer diversion than burying yourself in another bottle."
"Nothing's safe for me any longer." Caleb held up his empty glass.
"One more, and I'm done, Buell."
Resting his hands on the edge of the bar, Buell leaned forward, his face devoid of emotion.
"You've got to get over this. Put it all behind you. Regina's been in her grave almost 2 years, and you know she wouldn't want you grieving by drowning yourself in drink."
Not many men dared bring up the topic of Caleb's murdered fiancée. Not to his face, anyway. The smart ones didn't risk the consequences, especially after he'd finished half a bottle of whiskey, and certainly not so close to the anniversary of her death. Sweet Regina had been a rare beauty. The daughter of a wealthy rancher, she'd had her pick of suitors. Out of all the men in Austin, she'd fallen in love with Caleb, and he'd fallen just as hard for her. On one glorious, star-studded night, she'd accepted his proposal. 2 hours later, her life had been snuffed out by a bullet meant for him. His features contorted, Caleb slowly raised his head to meet Buell's unyielding glare.
"How the hell would you know what Regina would want?"
Buell ignored the question.
"You aren't the only one who loved that young woman. She grew up here, brought sunshine to darn near everyone's life. I don't believe there's a single person her bright smile and soft heart didn't touch."
Pushing away from the bar, Buell straightened.
"So I guess I have a right to give you my opinion. Regina loved you, Caleb. And as sure as I'm standing here, I know she wouldn't want you wasting your life away staring into the dry end of a bottle."
Caleb wished Buell's heartfelt words were a lie. They weren't. One glance from Regina, and anybody's day would become better. She had a gift for putting people at ease, ignoring the bad to see only good in everyone. The day she'd sent her light his way had been the most exquisite of his life. If only he'd stayed away, she might still be alive. Scrubbing a shaky hand down his face, Caleb swallowed the unending ache of loss.
"It should have been me."
Buell knew what he meant. Most everyone who'd known the young couple did.
"No one blames you for her death. Not even Big Mike. And he loved that girl more than anything on this earth. Everyone knows he loves and is proud of his son, but Regina..."
Buell shook his head, a humorless chuckle escaping.
"After his wife died, his daughter became the heart and soul of that man. It's a wonder her death didn't drive him to his own early grave. But it didn't, Caleb. Instead, he kept going because deep inside, he knew Regina would be sitting on the brightest star in heaven, keeping a watchful eye on him. The last thing Big Mike wants is for his baby girl to think less of him for giving up. And it's the last thing she'd want from you."
Grabbing an already damp rag, Buell wiped off the bar, his own emotions raw after all this time. He'd seen it all, still woke at night to the image of Regina, cradled in Caleb's arms, the life seeping from her. A man didn't easily forget such horror. Throat thick, chest drawn so tight he could barely draw a breath, Caleb set the empty glass down.
"They got away with it."
Buell sucked in a slow breath.
"Yes, they did. No one's tried harder to find those men than you. And like Regina's death, not one person faults you for not finding those murderous scoundrels."